Coming up to 10 to 8, Rutland Radio playing the greatest hits, and Candy Staton just there with David Gray on the way, and Rupert Turton, the Managing Director of Action Coach in Oakham now, with some advice for businesses coming through the lockdown. Some really interesting thoughts here on how people are adapting and need to change quickly.
Business has gone through a major change, and we've seen everything from people that have had to close down their business or most of their business, furlough their staff and maybe just keep a skeleton team running, look at other ways of bringing income into the business and looking how they can pivot their business to survive. At the moment, we're also seeing a lot of uncertainty because going into lockdown was a very clear moment in time. Whereas now, as we start to see the rules being relaxed and we're seeing new announcements every few days or so, there's a certain amount of uncertainty about the rules, and obviously the powers that be are struggling to make the rules clear and appropriate to all circumstances. So there's always that uncertainty about what a business is allowed to do, and I think everybody's also got that constant fear of us all going back into lockdown. So as a business owner, they don't necessarily understand what they are required to do. So maybe in a shop, it's putting in a one-way system and the appropriate signage. If it's an office, it's having screens between the desks, all those things that a business owner has to think about. So I think there's an awful lot of uncertainty out there at the moment as well.
And as you alluded to, it's not necessarily just those businesses that have customers visiting them. It's to keep the workplace safe as well.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah. And it's working out how the rules apply to each type of business. And different people have come up with different ways. I mean, in a shop, obviously, you've got to enable your clients, your customers, to be able to come back into the shop. So you can limit the number of customers who can go in at any point in time. And we've seen that with some of the local stores where they're getting people to queue outside the shop. A lot of offices are maybe running shifts, so they're having staff come in for 2 or 3 days a week, and then the other half of the team come in on other days of the week. So they've got more space in the office to properly socially distance.
And I suppose whatever people decide to do, if they're running a business, they need to do something. It's no good just thinking, well, you can do what you did before, but it's very hard to do that for everyone.
Absolutely. And I suppose there's sort of three key areas that we'd recommend any local business owner to be thinking about at the moment. So the first thing, they've absolutely got to understand their finances, and in particular cash flow, because they need to be in a position where they can make decisions very quickly. So when an opportunity presents itself, they can grab it as soon as they see it. And of course, also, how are they going to react to the changing regulations and rules that impact their business as we come out of lockdown? And then the second thing is having a clear understanding of where your business is going. So I think with everything we've seen around remote working, and obviously the increase in e-commerce because we couldn't go shopping as we normally did, and all the social changes that that has led to, I think as a country, we've probably evolved or changed in social terms. We've probably done something like 10 years worth of change in the space of 3 months, really. And of course, on top of that, they've also got the issues of what's their short-term plan as well. So their short-term plan is probably quite tactical at the moment as well. That's going to be very much about the business surviving. And then it's working out what the longer-term plan is going to look like in the future. And then, of course, the third thing is marketing. So actually, it's great. You know, you've opened up your business again, but have you told your customers? How do they know that you're open? So obviously, you have to get that message out there. But also, your customers need to be reassured that when they come into your business, that they're safe. So you need to tell them what special social distancing arrangements you put in place, whether that's maybe the tables are further apart. Obviously, at the moment, the other thing, of course, is how do they get their eat out to help out meal? Great initiative. Maybe it's things I mentioned a moment ago, only two people in the shop, or only visiting the business by appointment only. Make sure your customers understand what you're doing to not only protect them, but also obviously to protect your staff as well.
That's Rupert Turton of Action Coach Oakham. You can find out more information about them online.